integrity and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Jeff Hagen and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hagen and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Welcome back here to Logger Camp, the Forward Bank halftime show, and having fun here in this second half, or this first half so far. It's 42-6 here. The Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals right now. We've got some boys out there getting us some concessions over here today. They're going to see what they bring back. Told them to bring us a smorgasbord back for us. We'll see. But we got that coming here to help us get through this half here. But we'll talk a little bit about this first half, as it was all Loggers, everything rolling their way. First possession of the game, Nate, was a rough one. The Loggers felt like they fumbled that ball about six times on that first possession. And it was some big struggles in that first half, or that first possession. But once they got things rolling, it was all Loggers the rest of the way. Shea Denzin having that big first half with four touchdowns so far. Ben Vernick had a really nice touchdown catch.
And a fumble recovery.
And
Aaron.
And Aaron had a touchdown as well. So Aaron had his first touchdown of the year. So Loggers really had things rolling their way the rest of the time here. Cardinals having a hard time getting a snap off even in this first half, struggling to get something going offensively. Going to see what they're talking about at halftime here, see if they can come back with some sort of a strategy, get something rolling on the offensive side of things. The Loggers, they're going to keep pounding away. We're going to have a running clock here for the rest of this game, unless it drops below 40 or 35 points, which, what are we at now, 36 points right now? So right now it's been all Loggers here. Take a little time here, do some more faces in the crowd, Nate, and didn't look around too much more. Is that We have the Rib Lake kids. We talked about that. Over there. We got all them.
We got the Parkers.
Yeah, I see A.J. Parker down there. It's like Dave Drexler watching Kenny. Kenny Drexler, he got that opportunity for the two-point conversion. He almost ran it in.
Johnny Volga.
Yeah, Johnny Volga. I don't see him at the games too often. Nice to see Johnny here. But a nice crowd here came from Phillips, and on a Saturday, nothing better to do. We got the Kuchaba family in front of us always. Grandma, Grandpa Kuchaba.
James's sister.
Little Ella Vollendorf. But, yeah, all the locals are here today watching this game here. But a beautiful night for football. I mean, to get 60 degrees early on in the season here, we're happy to have that. No one's sweating too much. It's nice sweatshirt weather out here. But thank you guys for joining us and tuning in to this game here on Saturday night. Earlier today, we were in Rib Lake, and we had the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles at Rib Lake, and it was the Rib Lake Redmen beating them pretty heavily over in Rib Lake, beat the Schwamigan Mercer Butternut Screaming Eagles, and it was the Hurley, what are they? It was Hurley beating Prentice in Prentice here today, too. So getting to see a little bit what this conference is all about. Going to be a little bit more difficult than in years past. We're in a tougher conference and kind of reminds us of the old back in the day. You know, Phillips is playing Prentice, is playing Rib Lake, is playing Park Falls, is playing, you know, Flambeau. Kind of those old school teams, kind of a throwback conference. I like it, Nate.
I like the drives.
Yeah. Yeah, the drives are a lot nicer, aren't they? We don't have the 2.5 hour drive.
To Webster, or to Lock, or to Salt Springs.
We spent a lot of time over there. But taking on this Luck Cardinals team, and they're in the Northwoods East. Spent a lot of those teams. Here we got some of our concessions back. There we go. Oh, man, AJ knows how to bring it. All right, we got hamburgers. Rib Lake was a little bit of a disappointment here today in their concessions, Nate. Cold hot dogs. AJ, thank you, buddy. Did you get yourself anything? You got some? Oh, they brought change. They even brought change back.
I thought they were going to bring more, though.
Yeah. That's all right. We got a burger here. We're going to take that. But there's 6 minutes to go here in this halftime show here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country again for a four-minute break. We'll come back, and we'll get this second half underway.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering, Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewelt here. We're up at the booth here at Logger Camp on a beautiful Saturday evening. It feels like a Friday, but it's a Saturday,
doesn't it?
It really does. And Phillips Loggers here leading this game 42-6. Been all Loggers all game here so far, ever since a rough opening possession for them. And ever since then, it's been touchdown, touchdown, yeah. Touchdown. The running clock is going here right now for the Loggers, and the second half is going to start with the running clock. The Loggers able to keep this 35-point lead. They're going to be able to keep that running clock. We're going to be out of here a little bit early here tonight, and the Luck fans probably are saying, hey, that's a long drive home. We don't mind either.
Right.
But it's been the Shea Denzine show here so far in this first half. Shea Denzine with four touchdown runs, passed for another one to Ben Vernig, and Aaron Delasky getting his first touchdown as well. But maybe we take a little minute here, give some shout-outs that we know some people are out there listening. And how about Les and Barb Alm, friends of Karen and Mick? They're listening. They're from Boise, I think
That's
I heard.
What she said.
So they might be tuned in. There you go. Got your shout-out, guys. Maybe they're smiling right now.
The score is 42-6.
42-6 here right now. Loggers just having their way here. You know, I don't think the Loggers are going to change too much up. You know, this is what their team is. This is what they do. You know, it's run the ball left, run the ball right, run the ball up the middle, and throw a pass in there every once in a while. But it's a Steve Precor, typical Precor game plan, and it's working well here. The Loggers athletes are doing their thing. Shea Denzine really showing what a senior year he's about ready to have. Three-sport athlete, or two-sport athlete. He doesn't do cross-country, or he doesn't do track or baseball, does he?
No, he does not.
So basketball player, getting ready for that in the next season. But a team loaded with some athletes here, a little different from teams in the past where I felt we were a little bit bigger, stronger maybe. I think this might have a few more of the athletic kids at the skilled positions. So nice to see. So we got Drew Hawshield down there watching this game with his Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game hat. And who else down there? There's Becky Davis down there with Drake, where Brandon Summers played here a couple years ago. And a lot of the alumni here watching this game here on a Saturday. Tara Chuzzles,
yeah.
The Chuzzles family cheering on Callan Chuzzles. And been nice watching this Logger defense. They've been all over the field here so far. Trenton Swickle playing at that nose tackle position. And B.J. Lueri, them splitting time down there. Seeing them really get at it, two intense players like being down there. And they're causing havoc, making a scene down here today. Fun watching them. You know, the Luck Cardinals, Nate, really struggled throwing the ball
yeah.
a lot, and they keep trying it. And interested to see if they're going to keep that going right there, really looking for the big play to happen and nothing going. You know, like to see him run the ball a little bit more, try to establish something and throw that pass in there every once in a while. But the Loggers getting good pressure on the quarterback. You know, they're breaking that line of scrimmage, getting in there and making things difficult. Not the easiest thing. We did get concessions over here. They brought us back some hamburgers, Nate. We sent them with $20. They brought us 2 hamburgers.
Yeah. No ketchup, no mustard.
Must have thought we were going to Five Guys or something. But a good burger here at Logger Camp. Always a good burger over here. They got good concessions over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they do.
It's the second half over here, guys. You got second half about to start. You got an opportunity to come here and check things out. Watch this game yet. Be a nice second half. If not, sit back and enjoy. We're going to bring it to you. Well, 50 seconds left in the half. Yeah, you might as well get Jeff and Scott's local sports channel rolling and finish up this burger. And we're going to get things underway here. Both teams onto the field right now. Luck Cardinals to our left. Phillips Loggers to our right. And looks like the Loggers are going to kick off. So Loggers are going to kick off to the Luck Cardinals here. Loggers working from right to left. They are in their black uniforms with orange trim and letters. Black helmets looking sharp. Got Dom Smetok hyping up the crowd as always. Love Dom. Dom has always been our hype man. And the Luck Cardinals in there, all white, kind of look like an Atlanta Falcons team with the red and black trim. Here's Josh Nutt set to kick off. Got his team ready. There's the whistle. Here's a kick. This one goes over everybody's head into the back to the return man. He's going to try to return this one. He's got a little bit of room here. And wrapped up is Walters at about the 46-yard line. It works out about the same as a squid kick. And the Luck Cardinals going to start things out here. They're going to start out on offense. See if they're going to continue that passing attack. And it looks like that's what they did in that last game. They like those little flare passes, kind of use the passing game as their running game. And then do we have a running clock in the second half right off the bat then?
Yep. I'll wait for the snap. On the snap. Wait again. Gotta be on the snap.
So here we go. Walters from the shotgun. That one's picked up. And who got in on that one? Was that Braden Rebeck? That was Braden Rebeck. Braden going to get credit with a sack. Big sack there from Braden Rebeck.
Braden's first year in football?
Yeah. First year since middle school, you should say. 11:30 to go. A lot of these players, Lane Abraham, Colin Kleinschmidt, first time playing since middle school. Back when I was their coach, Nate. Terrible coach I was.
Took him that long to get back into it, huh?
It did. I sure made him hate it, I guess. 11:15 to go here. Here's Walters from the shotgun. And Lane Abraham almost got the sack. Lane Abraham, the almost player of the game. A lot of almosts here today.
Oh, we got a flag on Lane, I think.
And what would that be?
Roughing the passer.
No. It was a personal foul. Lane. That was weak.
It was a little weak.
That was really weak. That's all right. Lane deserves it.
I would have called it. Yeah.
10:44 to go here in this third quarter. Clock's ticking. It's 42-6. The Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals. And they're going to march things back. It's going to be the Luck Cardinals ball at their own 30-yard line. They marched it the other way.
Yeah, so it had to be on them.
The penalty was on them. It was grounding. Okay, there we go. Intentional grounding was the call. 3rd and 16, Walters from the shotgun, moving to this right side, gets across the line of scrimmage, and runs out of bounds about the 38-yard line. Going to bring up 4th down and 16. So 4th and 16, 10 minutes to go in this ballgame. It's 42-6 is the score. Luck Cardinals, not in a big rush. They're getting up to the line of scrimmage now. Going to go 4th and 17, they're going to call it. And they're going to punt this one, actually. Here's Rome back to punt. And the big line drive punt. And looks like Colin Kleinschmidt, looking to let that one go. And that ends up being a nice punt all the way down to the Loggers' 22-yard line. So with 9:30 to go, going to be a change of possession here. And the Loggers' offense coming onto the field. And Colin Chuzzle's down there hyping up the team, giving headbutts. Colin Chuzzle's doing Colin Chuzzle's things. 9:12 to go here and counting. Loggers football at their own 22-yard line. And here's Denzine from the shotgun. Nobody in the backfield. Hollinger and Dulaski, the running backs. Hollinger in motion. And Denzine going to keep it up the middle. He goes. He's looking for another one. Two guys to beat. No, they tackle him, but not before he picks up about 14 yards on the run. Shay Denzine having himself a ball game.
Yeah. He's got to be close to 200 yards rushing.
I imagine so. Got four touchdowns. 8:30 to go and counting in this third quarter. 42-6 is the score. Loggers leading. Is Denzine with Loary in motion. It's going to be a counter to Dulaski. Dulaski stiff-arming his way, and they tackle him after about a 5-yard run. And there's blow to get up for the Luck Cardinals is number 7 there, Blake Mellon, holding his leg. The play goes on. Phillips Loggers with the ball, up 42-6. They are at their own 43-yard line. Second and 4. Hollinger in motion. They're going to give it to him. Right side, back up the middle. Looks like he's short maybe, or he's really close to the first down. He might have it. Short. Yep, he's just a little bit short. It's going to be third down and inches. Call it third and 1. There you go. Dom Smitek gets the crowd going. Smitek doing his thing. He knows what to do. Everyone's got a job on this team, Nate, even me and you. Here's from the shotgun. Loary, right side, trying to get the corner. Gets the first down a little bit more. B.J. Loary down to the 45-yard line. A 7, 8, 9-yard run, we'll call it, for B.J. Loary. B.J. looking for his first touchdown of the season as well.
No, he had one last week.
Oh, yeah, he did have one last week against Newman Catholic. That's right. First touchdown of the game. Going to be Loggers football here with 6:48 to go here. The score 42-6, Loggers leading. They got the ball at the Cardinals' 45-yard line with Hollinger in the backfield. And it's going to be handoff to him. Up the middle he goes. Hollinger for about 9 yards. I think he's just shy of the first down, all the way down to the 36-yard line of the Cardinals. So the Loggers chugging along here methodically.
Leading 42-6.
And 6:15 to go here in this third quarter. And Loggers stepping back up to the line of scrimmage. Lights are on and needed right now. Starting to get a little dark. Here's Denzine, hands it off to Loary. No, he's going to keep it himself, and oh, that one's going to be a loss. And
that's a horse collar.
No call on the horse collar.
Yep, there's a flag.
There is a flag. Yeah, then they threw it. Yep.
Oh.
Now they all threw it.
It's like a party.
It was like a party. So we're going to get a horse tackle call, I believe, against Luck. They ripped Shea Denzine down from behind. And probably see a personal foul called here is my guess. Personal foul, horse collar. They read your mind, Nate. Nate Podowelt, he's seen it right off the bat. Can't do that to Shea, right, Nate?
That's right.
All right, 5:20 to go. Clock is still ticking here, guys. And they're going to move it up. Loggers are going to be all the way up around the 20-yard line. It looks like at a 25-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Phillips Loggers from the Cardinals' 25-yard line. It's 42-6 in the third quarter, 5:02 to go. We got a running clock. Dom's got him rolling. And here we go. Denzine from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself, go left side. Trying to get around the corner. He does to the 20. All the way down. Ooh, and he's bent over really awkwardly.
Oh.
And
gets right up.
Yeah, we're going to have to call him the rubber band man after that one. He was folded up like a lawn chair. Was Shea Denzine, and you know what? The Luck Cardinals picked him back up, straightened him up.
Yeah.
And Shea shakes it off. Says, give me some more. 4:19 to go here, third quarter, 42-6. And B.J. Lowery, the Micronesian sensation in the backfield. Direct snap to him. He's going to go right side, following Denzine. Gets past one defender. I think that might be a little face mask
yeah.
on there, unless they got a hold. I think it's going to be
another
face
horse
mask.
Collar.
And Loggers are going to take that one. B.J., a nice little run.
Well, and there was light.
And there's light. And BJ's going to come off of the field right now. Let's see what the call is, Nate. I think we get another personal foul.
I agree.
Holding, it was the Loggers. The Loggers cheated this time. All right, so it was a hold.
Clock still running.
Yep. And going to get that junior varsity team out here in a little while. I see Storm Heisler out there at center. And with 3:12 to go here in the third quarter, the clock's ticking. It's 42-6. Phillips Loggers leading. They have the ball at their own, or at the Cardinals' 30-yard line. It's second and about 15. And here's a direct snap here to Hollinger in the counter to Delasky. Delasky's got the left side. One guy to beat. Comes back in. They make the tackle. Delasky taken down about the 14-yard line. And it's going to be a first down, a 10-yard gain there for Delasky. 2:38 to go here now. Loggers have the ball all the way down to the 14-yard line. And they're going to step up to the line of scrimmage. Denzine from the shotgun. It's a direct snap to Hollinger, right side. It's going to follow Shea. Shea with a nice block and another flag. Are we going to get another hold? And someone's on the ground kicking. I don't know what that's all about. It's like a little pain from the Loggers. Hope that's not an injury. And we'll see. And who is that?
I can't tell.
Better not be Lane. Looking for number two. I don't see him. And we got an injury down on the field right now.
Nope, there's Lane standing. So.
Okay, not Lane. Someone's on the field. I'm not sure who it is. But we're going to take a one-minute timeout. Let's do that. I hope it's just a cramp. They're stretching out his leg. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
I think it's Ben.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
B.J. Lowery, the Micronesian sensation, left side. He goes, one guy to beat. Oh, he gets him, but he gets down to about the 12-yard line. It was a nice-looking run there from the Micronesian sensation, B.J. Lowery. And he made it down to the 12. And that was a pickup of maybe 8 yards or something. It was second and 20. It's going to be a second and 10 right now. And Loggers with the ball here. up 42-6 here with a minute to go in this third quarter. They're down at the 14-yard line, knocking on the door. And direct snap here to number four. Who do we got there, Nate? J.J. Adamitis, right side. J.J. Adamitis, his first shot into the game as a running back. And Braden Revac checking in as well. And going to be third down here. Third down and about five, I'm guessing. Loggers from the 10-yard line. They can get a first down at about the four. Denzine from the shotgun. Hollinger to his right. Direct snap to Hollinger. He's going to follow Denzine left side. Gets into the end zone. Evan Hollinger with the touchdown. 48-6. Loggers leading with 12 seconds to go in this third quarter. The clock is going to stop. And BJ checking in. Loggers going to go for the two-point conversion. Revac checks out. 48-6. Always a fun game for the kids out there.
Yeah. Phillips kids, anyhow.
Yeah, Phillips kids. And here's a two-point conversion. I think it was going to be a direct snap to DeLuary. It is. He's going to take it right side. He's going to follow Denzine. Follows his blockers, gets into the end zone for the two-point conversion. DJ DeLuary, two-point conversion. That's my boy. And the score, 50-6. At the 12 seconds left to go in this third quarter. And we're going to send it back here to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin and Nathan Podwell's here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at Logger Camp, and it's a 50-6 ball game here against the Luck Cardinals. 12 seconds to go here in this third quarter. The Loggers are set to kick off after that Evan Hollinger touchdown run. And running clock here going at Logger Camp. And Josh Nutt set to kick off for the Loggers. And there's a squib kick. It's a nice one. And it's going to be downed at about the 46-yard line. So the Cardinals are going to start out from their own 46.
That's going to be the end of the quarter.
Maybe 47. And there we are. End of the third quarter. So with the score 50-6, we got one quarter to play yet here. Going to have a running clock, 12 minutes to go. But we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for another 1 minute timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell here at Logger Camp. The score 50-6 entering the fourth quarter here. The Phillips Loggers are leading the Luck Cardinals. And right now the game underway here. 11:38 to go here in this fourth quarter. Walters for the Cardinals just had his nicest run of the game, probably a 6-yard run up the middle. Going to see some second string guys in here right now for the Loggers. Direct snap to Walters. Right side, he's going to go. and breaks through the line of scrimmage. A nice tackle there by Evan Hollinger. And it's going to be a third down coming up. It's like about a third and two. We'll call it third and three. Third and three here. Luck at the Loggers 46-yard line. 11 minutes to go and counting. And Luck stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers split wide. Two backs in the backfield for Walters. Walters from the shotgun. He gets it. He's going to hand it off. Up the middle. Goes nowhere to King. And he's tackled for a loss. Revac in on that tackle. Along with a couple other. We're going to have to give that a gang tackle on that one. A little gang activity in Phillips. And Hollinger checks out. And coming in is Jackson Goulden. Jackson in there maybe for the first time here today, getting his number. I see his uncle in the crowd here today. Big John, maybe he's out here somewhere. Oh, we'd see him. He's 7 foot.
Yeah, right.
All right, Walters from the shotgun, and that one goes to the backfield. It's going to be a fumble, and the Loggers jump on it. J.J. Adamitis gets the fumble recovery. And the Loggers going to have possession again, this young Loggers team. Going to get a chance here. McCoy Delasky out on the field like a crazy man. Ready to get this offensive rolling here. It's going to be Loggers football under 10 minutes to go. It's going to be Loggers football at the Cardinals 40-yard line. And here the Loggers onto the field. Braden Revac, Swickola, Josh Nutt, Colin Kleinschmidt, Kenny Drexler,
Sawyer
Kuchaba going to play quarterback. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You only got 6. That's 7 now, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they might have taken a timeout. Logger's going to take a timeout here to get things figured out. They're putting in their junior varsity squad, we'll say, the younger group out there right now. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelts again here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. The 50-6 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Luck Cardinals. There's 9 minutes, 12 seconds left to go in this ball game, and the junior varsity squad is out on the field for the Loggers. See what they can do from the offense. Sawyer Kuchaba going to run this team at quarterback. And Kuchaba from the shotgun. And he's going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes, looking for a block. He's got the corner on the right side. Down the field he goes. He's at the 20, the 15, knocked out about the 17-yard line. Sawyer Kuchaba, oh, Henry we call him. Henry with the run up the sideline. You know, he's in here for two plays. He's got two productive runs. Sawyer Kuchaba, that's what he does. The junior, 8:50 to go here. First half, the Loggers all the way down to about the 17-yard line of the Luck Cardinals with 8:41 to go here. And here's J.J. Adamitis going to keep it. Ooh. And he's thrown down hard. Loss of a few on that play. Adamitis went to the left side. Nothing going over there. Kuchaba runs over to Precourt, says, what's the play call here, coach? Back he goes. 8:18 to go. Clock is ticking. And the offense for the Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Working from left to right here. They're about 20 yards out to score a touchdown. It's second and 15. Here's Kuchaba. Going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. Nothing going. Maybe picks up a couple. Going to be third and 15. And they're going to try it again. Likely another run play here. See what they can do. 7:39 to go in this ball game. It's 50-6. The Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals here in the fourth quarter. Got a running clock here. 7.5 minutes to go. Loggers with the ball here on third down from the 20-yard line of the Cardinals. Kuchiba from the shotgun, no one in the backfield. Got a back in motion. That's Adamidis. He's going to take it. He's wrapped up right away. Chugs through and loses a few yards. Not a lot going as the Luck Cardinals broke through that offensive line and caused a problem. And Adamidis was wrapped up as soon as he touched it. So it's going to be 4th and 16, under 7 minutes to go.
I think Wade Vetter checking in for the first time.
There we go. Yeah, that looks like Wade. Is that number 26?
Yep.
Wade Vetter, the sophomore. Extremely talented athlete, Wade Vetter. A little freakish athleticism in him. And Kuchiba going to keep it himself. Gets one block and blasts through. Nothing going. Maybe picked up a couple. It's going to be turnover on downs. Going to be Luck football with 6.5 minutes to go. And Cardinals going to have the ball. And the Cardinals going to call a timeout here with 6:11 to go here. 50-6 is the score. They're going to get some things set up. It's the Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals. And here at Logger Camp, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin and Nathan Podewelt here at Logger Camp. It's the end of the fourth quarter. We got 6 minutes, 11 seconds to go. The score is 50-6. It's the Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals here, and it's the Luck Cardinals with the ball from their own 20-yard line, 1st and 10, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper and going nowhere, and they're wrapped up. Trenton Swickla in on that, along with Sawyer Kuchiba, and Wade Vetter checking back into the game here too now, along with Cade Fisher. So some new guys into this lineup. Braden Revac going to play on that offensive line. Jackson Gouland out there.
Defensive line.
Or defensive line, I should say.
Right.
He's saying
5:30.
So 5:30 on the clock. So they're resetting the clock here. And the clock has started. 5.5 minutes to go here. Here's Walters from the shotgun. Not Walters anymore. New guy and hit immediately. And who was that? We got to see who that was over there. I got numbers coming.
I think it was Braden.
Was it Braden Revac? A quick tackle by Braden Revac. And that play goes nowhere. Braden Revac getting in on this game. He's got two nice plays. Two standout plays, we'll call them.
Yeah.
A quarterback sack. And a tackle for a loss. Brings up 3rd and 12. And Luck Cardinals going to try this again. From the shotgun, two backs in the backfield. Got a receiver split. Not so wide left. So right side. And Kenny Drexler. Wow. Kenny Drexler picks him up and puts him down. The pile driver from Kenny Drexler. We'll have to give him a shout-out about that one.
Yeah, that was
nice
impressive.
Play. That was a fun tackle there by Kenny Drexler. So 4th and 12 now.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be fourth down and about 9 for the Luck Cardinals. 4:20 to go here in this ball game. It's 50-6, Loggers leading. It's like the Luck Cardinals are going to punt. And they punt this one away. Loggers going to let that one just land. No one's going to touch it. And they down it. It's going to be Loggers football at the 40-yard line with 4 minutes to go. Got a change of possession here. Clock is ticking. They're going to try to get things out as quick as they can. And the Loggers, junior varsity offense, gathering up here. They're going to get organized, get out on the field. Luck Cardinals are ready to go, literally. Boom. 3.5 minutes to go here now. But a great performance here by the Loggers here today. And, yeah, they needed this one coming into conference play next week against Rib Lake. This was a big confidence booster for them. It's going to be a reality check against Rib Lake next week, though. Here's the Loggers. And that one dropped, picked up, and taken. No gain there. Wade Vetter at quarterback. Wade Vetter, he's got the athleticism to make something happen. We'll see what happens here. Second down and about 12. 2:50 to go here in this ball game. We're getting down to the end, guys. Loggers up 50-6, and it's their ball at their own 38-yard line. Second down and 12. And Wade Vetter from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself and finds a little bit of a hole. Gets around a guy. Couple guys to beat. Taken down by the shoestrings. Wade Vetter with a nice run of about 9 yards. It's going to bring up a fourth and two. Fourth and a long two. Two minutes, 10 seconds to go here in this ball game. And Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage from their own 47-yard line, third and three. Going to be handoff right side, and that's J.J. Adamitis for the first down. Pushes ahead for about a 7-yard run. He's all the way up to the Loggers' 45-yard line. And the crowd cheering here. I think Don Schmitek just stepped into the game, a crowd favorite here, Schmitek. See if he can get a big block. And here's the Loggers from the shotgun. Direct snap here to Adamitis. And he's going to get a false start.
Dom jumped.
Yep, Dom a little too excited on that one. He wanted that play to go. Loggers going to try again.
1 minute left.
Minute left, 50-6 is the score. It's Loggers football, first and 15 from midfield. And here we go. Wade Vetter from the shotgun. Kenny Drexler next to him. He's going to get the direct snap. Kenny Drexler to left side, following his blockers, trying to get the corner. Picks up about 8 yards on that play. Maybe 10, maybe 9. I don't know. It's going to be about a third and 6, maybe, I'm guessing. Third and 5, it looks like. So Drexler with 10 yards. 20 seconds to go here. Loggers might try to get one more playoff. Or they may run it out.
I don't think they're going to get another one off.
Yeah, they're just going to run this clock out. So 9 seconds to go. And that's going to be the ball game, guys. Final score here, 50-6. Phillips Loggers defeat the Luck Cardinals. There it is. Clock struck zero. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes for the Forward Bank postgame show.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay again. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online, or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podewelt here. We're up here in the booth here at Logger Camp, and this is the Forward Bank post game show. And what a game it was here tonight. The Loggers coming away with the victory 50-6. Head coach Steve Precourt jogging over by his team right now, and they're going to dump the Gatorade on him. And they got him with the Gatorade. A nice win for the Loggers here on a Saturday night. Sure feels like football. Brings the community together, and so much more than just a football game here tonight. And a lot of happy faces here in Phillips. We don't see the Luck crowd, so not sure what they're thinking. But it was a lot of fun here tonight. Shay Denzine, Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game.
No doubt about it.
He's the Focus on Sports player of the game. He's going to get his interview on the field in just a few minutes here. I don't know if we can get, maybe if we see head coach Steve Precourt, we can get him up here. He wants to come up here shortly. We'll see if he makes his way. He's pretty wet.
Yeah.
He got doused with that right there. And Shay's getting his interview, or we would talk with him. But, that's the Forward Bank post-game show. Yeah. We had a lot of fun. It was a fabulous game here tonight, a lot of fun. We are glad we were able to entertain you guys. And we will see you next Friday as Rib Lake comes to town to take on the Loggers. That game at 7 o'clock on Friday the 13th. And we'll bring you a show for that one, guys, so make sure you tune in for that. For Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt, we wish you guys a great night. Be safe, everybody.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and by Woodruff Appliance and TV.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s, cool again. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Monday and Tuesday, high temperatures around 80. Up to the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. It's 55 right now. 98Q Country, Country
Top 40. We're playing the hits and counting them down on the most impactful countdown in country music. This is the Country Top 40. I am Fitz, and I was born to play the hits. I love hanging out with you, spending time with you every single weekend. And what is the temperature where you are? Send me a message. Let's do a temp check. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, at Follow Fitz. The temperature should be cooling off just a little bit, but one thing I know for sure is that the country music is always hot on CT40. We've got 10 down with 30 to go.
Number 30.
He grew up in Kernersville, North Carolina, and has a twin brother named Corey. Here's Chris Lane with Find Another Bar.
You found a new man, found some new friends. Got a new black dress I ain't seen you in. Got your hair cut and your nails did. Yeah, if looks could kill, I'd be real dead. And that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on. And that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on. And that's a new song there that you're singing along to.
So baby, why can't you find another bar? Place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful. Yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on. Ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Just a couple miles up the main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows. They got you for one bucket, sudden cold beers. Yeah, you can go anywhere but right here. Find another bar, place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful. Yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on. Ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Ooh, why can't you find another bar, baby? Yeah, baby, you could go downtown. A million different places you could hang around where I wouldn't have to watch the brand new you with the brand new me. Why can't you find another bar? Place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful. Yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on. Ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar?
Chris Lane spends another week at number 30 with Find Another Bar. You got the hits with Fitz on the Country Top 40. And for all the latest up-to-the-minute country music news, head to CT40.com right now. CT40.com. Where do you think I get all of my country music information? Right there. Because we have an amazing CT40 staff who is awake. They never sleep. They are awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, posting amazing country music content at CT40.com. We go from one Chris to another Chris. This one is from the state of Missouri. Chris Jansen, yeah, number 29. What you see is what you get.
My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. In a towing camel, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. Second home, people call me backwoods. I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. Cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. I'm a- Yeah. That's right.